Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning in our visual radio studios, my guests from the Farmington Public Library to talk about several events that are coming up at the library. Amanda Wusau is here. Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
You bet. Also, Gwen Charlie is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you both for being here to talk a little bit about the library and some of the events that are going on at the library. So let's get started. And first of all, there was a big event last night, the first event of its kind, which is a trivia event at
yes,
the library,
we did a music trivia last night, and it was a lot of fun.
Nice. And there's more to come, right?
Yes, we have them monthly, usually Thursday night at 6 p.m., so check out the calendar, infoway.org.
Okay, now the first one was music. The topics are going to change, I assume,
yes.
Correct? So we don't know what the next one is yet, do we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
What is it? Tell us.
So Downton Abbey is September 12th.
Okay, so all Downton Abbey trivia,
yes.
Basically, everyone.
Yep, because the movie's coming out.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Super exciting.
Okay, and so the idea is you can come by yourself, you can get your friends together as a team,
yep.
and there's prizes available.
Exactly. So there's going to be five rounds of five questions, and we prefer groups of 3 to 4, so you can come by yourself and join a group.
Right. Or just get your friends together.
Exactly.
And if you have that one annoying friend who knows everything about everything, get them on your team.
Yes.
That's the strategy.
Yep.
I think is what we're talking about. So, and this is new, as we were saying, right?
Mm-hmm. This is the first time we've ever done this, so it's so far really fun.
Okay.
And I hope we can get more people to come out.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to it. But congratulations on that. And then the next big event has to be the book sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the next big thing, Gwen?
Yes. We have our book sale that's going to be coming up the end of this month. It's going to start Saturday, August 24th to Wednesday, August 28th.
Right.
And
this is a big event. I mean, everybody, I think it kind of, everyone knows about it, but they always are waiting for you to announce when the sale is going to be.
Yes. We have a lot of customers. They usually line up in the morning, and we have been promoting it on Facebook. So also like our page at
yes.
Farmington Public Library. And we have a lot of interaction, a lot of shares, and people who are interested or are saying they're going.
Mark your calendars, everybody. It's
exactly.
One of those things, because the best selection is when you get there on the first day or so, right?
Yes.
I mean, then everyone's kind of picked through everything.
Yes, the Saturday morning is the best one. Throughout the whole sale, you'll find something, a treasure that you...
You never know what you're going to find. That's very true.
That is the case, because people look through things and everything shifts, and it's just a treasure.
Yeah. And these books have come from a variety of places, right? It's not just things that the library is maybe removing from the collection, or maybe the library had multiple copies of a book and you don't need multiple copies anymore because it's not as popular. And so those books end up in the book sale, but from other sources too, correct?
Yes. Like you said, some of the books that are in the book sale are stuff we remove from our library collection, and then we do have some community members who went through and downsized or did some spring cleaning, and they donated to the library.
And I guess if you determine that those donations aren't needed in the collection, they end up at the book sale.
Yes,
that's what happens, right?
Yes,
'cause I know you've got the library actually has a policy about what stuff can be in the collection and be out of the collection, and you follow that when determining what to put in and what to leave out, I suppose.
Yes.
And
that is all followed, and then but majority of them do go to the book sale, and then what happens with the proceeds of that, it benefits the Farmington Public Library Foundation.
Right.
And that also helps with...
They just got done paying for a ton of T-shirts from the summer reading program, right?
So if you participate in a summer reading program, you'll get a summer reading T-shirt, and those proceeds help buy the T-shirts.
Right. Those were started giving away earlier this week, as I recall.
Yeah,
so
I think it started yesterday, right, Amanda?
Yesterday.
Yeah. So, but it's been a couple of days, and so they're going fast, as I understand. If you've logged your books, you're good and you're up for a T-shirt. So but that's the Library Foundation that helps to make that happen every summer.
Yes.
And so this is how they get the money to do that, is through the book sale.
That's right.
And so it's multiple days, and again, I hesitate to ask what type of books you'll find there, because I think it's everything and anything, right? You've mentioned a treasure. You never know what you're going to find at the book sale.
It varies from children's books to fiction to adult nonfiction. We do have the auto repair books.
Right, the manuals and technical books, things like that could be there.
Books. Okay. You can have carpentry, like how to build a porch, or gardening cooking books. We do have free magazines.
Free?
Yes.
Okay.
Free. So come and get all the magazines you want.
Just take them.
Yes.
You don't want them.
Yeah, they'll be in a specific area, and
Alrighty.
You just go and get any books you want.
Okay. What else?
The one other thing that we've changed this year is that the book sale will be in the library's south parking lot. And
it's outside.
Yes, okay. It's going to be an outside event.
Okay.
And
with tents, I think, right?
There's going to be, two large tents.
Okay.
And you'll just see everybody out and about.
Somewhat unsorted, I think, as I recall.
Unless, yeah, there
unless
is.
Unless the customers sort them, then that's about all that's going to happen, right? Because it's a lot. I mean, I don't know if people understand just how many books and how big of a sale this is. If you've never been, you really should just go just to see the craziness of the book sale.
There is no rhyme or reason. It's whatever you find, you just look through everything, and you can see people there all day, or you can see people there a few hours, and they'll find what they want and they'll leave.
And off they go. That's true. Yeah. But it all gets started very soon. And Amanda, I know this is a big event for the entire library, right? Everyone comes together to help out with this, correct?
Yep. Every employee in the library tries to help out with the book sale. So, it is a really big event that it only lasts a couple days. So, please come.
Very true. And volunteers help too, correct?
Yes. We do need volunteers.
Okay.
And
folks can contact Jeremy Jackson. He's your volunteer coordinator, right?
Yes. He's our volunteer coordinator.
Let's give his phone number on the radio.
His number is 505.
So people will call all hours of the day.
566-2205. And his
2207.
Oh, sorry. 2207.
They're calling somebody else. They're probably calling. Yeah. That's probably Karen's number.
So don't call. don't call that number.
Sorry, Karen.
So the number is 505-566-2207.
Right.
And his email address is jacksonjackson at infoway.org. Infoway is infoway.org. And if you don't get that, the job description for the book sale volunteer is on the city's website, and that is www.fmtn.org.
Okay. But it says there's various positions and shifts available, so I imagine you just need folks to be able to help out, and they can find out more about what that entails, right?
Yeah. So the volunteers, what they when they come, they'll help us, of course, help keep the book sale area cleaned and kind of organized for safety and everything.
Right.
They'll help us move boxes and tables and signs. They'll help us straighten and condense boxes, because eventually there's going to be boxes to break down as we sell.
As they empty, right?
Yeah,
hopefully,
as they sell more.
Okay.
And then we will need volunteers to help with carrying out boxes or bags to patron vehicles. And
some people buy lots of books, right?
Yes,
I mean, they just go crazy.
Yeah, over like 30, 40 boxes.
Right.
And they'll say, I'm set for the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's right. This is the one chance. They come and just stock up for the year. That's true. So all those different types of jobs is what you're looking for help with. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. And that's important. And again, we've got a couple of weeks still before the book sale, so folks can get set up with that.
Yes. Contact Jeremy, and he can help you get set up for the volunteer.
Okay. And again, the book sale is August 24th through the 28th, and it'll be here before we know it. And again, the prices, I know, start off with what, right?
The prices on Saturday is hardbacks is $2. The paperbacks, the DVDs, and CDs are $1. And there you may find some cassette tapes, video cassettes. We even got 8-tracks.
What?
Yes.
Well, now it's an antique sale. You're talking about 8-tracks.
And we had the old records.
And records?
Yes.
Vinyl, okay.
Vinyl records.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. But I imagine those get picked up pretty quickly.
Yeah, those
I
go like, you
mentioned the CDs and the DVDs, so there are maybe movies?
Yeah, there's
that are
movies.
For sale and music CDs?
There's like
audiobooks?
Educational videos, and there's just regular videos that you can just sit down and watch.
Right.
And there's just all different kind of genres. And
okay.
So.
Well, it's a big event. I know folks look forward to it every year. And I imagine that both of you probably have heard about what we do here at the college with the library book sale.
No.
They're looking at me like, what are you talking about, Scott? We don't know what you're talking about. Well, there are some folks who are here at the college that are mostly from the humanities department, but we have every fall a dumb book challenge.
Oh.
And the idea is to go to your sale and search for the dumbest book that you can find. And it's probably not from the collection. It's probably a donation.
No, you never know.
Let me put that out there. And make a presentation at this competition that we have here at the college. And then there's a judge that decides the dumbest book that's been presented at our dumb book competition.
That is fun. That's a good use of book sale.
And so there are folks here chomping at the bit to get to the book sale.
And it has to be your book sale, or does it?
It's your book sale.
Oh, my!
It's the library's book sale. That's where we go.
I'm going to say mine. Like,
you have ownership of it, but yeah. But that's what they do. Is they look forward to the sale every year, and then they schedule the competition after the sale. So the idea is, folks go to your sale and paw through all those books and look for the dumbest one. And then present it at the competition. So that's what we do here
at
the college.
That's fun. That is so fun. That is a great idea.
There's been some real winners, let me tell you. There has really been.
So we do for payment, if you're wondering.
Right, thank you.
When you do come.
Gwen's trying to get back on topic.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that.
Yeah, so we take cash, checks, debit, and credit cards.
Okay.
So.
Any of the above.
Yeah,
right?
Any of the bow.
So that's good. And I know, again, you show up early for the best selection, but towards the end of the book sale, you are wheeling and dealing, and you make deals for, you fill a bag for $1 and whatever, right, just to get the books out of the building.
The bargains will probably start Monday. I really don't know.
Right.
It's hard
to predict. I know that.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then when I come in or when I'm scheduled to at the book sale, the prices goes down. So
right.
I really don't know.
But it's kind of that if you decide to wait for a lower price, you lose out on the selection. It's really kind of that juggling act.
That's kind of the 50-50. You can either come for the great selection or you can wait for the bargain and just get what
True.
There is. The other thing that we're going to do Sunday is we're going to move everything that was outside Sunday evening. It's going to go back inside into the library's multi-purpose room.
Okay.
So starting Monday, the sale will be inside the library.
And hopefully you have less books to move if everyone does what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
Like buy the books, right?
Yes.
So that's important. But it is the annual library book sale. And again, it raises money for the Farmington Public Library Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in turn, support a number of programs at the library, most notably the recently completed summer reading program. And of course, it'll be back next summer. So there's lots to talk about with that, too.
Yes.
So that will be great. Well, good luck with it.
Yes.
I know it's involving everybody.
I know. It involves everybody.
Yeah. And
come and take everything.
There you go. Look for a bargain. Yeah. That's true. But we should say that there are, you know, audiobooks, I think, too, and the CDs and the cassettes, as you mentioned. And so you just, it's always amazing to me what you find.
Exactly. And we do have some returning customers who want certain types, or they say me and my girlfriends, we get together and we read this kind of genre. We even have Spanish books. Mm-hmm. 1 year we had Braille books.
Neat. Yeah. Okay. So check it out, everybody. Again, August 24th through Wednesday, August 28th. And again, by Wednesday, they really want to get those books out of there. So things are wheeling and dealing.
Yes.
And they're going. And it's amazing to watch from the Saturday to the Wednesday how many books have been sold.
Yes.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's like many, many transactions.
That's true. Very true. Well, that's a big deal coming up. And hopefully folks will be marking their calendars and getting ready for the book sale. In the meantime, though, there's some other programs that are going on that we want to talk about. Real Readers is coming back for the fall, correct, Amanda?
Yes, we're obviously very excited for Real Readers. It's always a tongue twister to say.
And this is when you get the battle of, you know, what was better, the book or the movie? Mm-hmm. And people just, you know, get very passionate about what they feel.
Yes. So this month on August 20th, it's going to be Can You Ever Forgive Me? The movie stars
Melissa McCarthy, right?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
So I hope people show up for that one.
And you watch the movie, right?
First, you come and you check the book out from the library, and you get about a month to read it.
Right, that's the idea.
Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday, August 20th, you come in and watch the movie. And then after the movie, you'll discuss the movie and the book, differences, similarities.
What you liked, what you didn't like, all that stuff, right? And I know, I think we can bring food into the multi-purpose room to watch, to eat during the movie, correct?
Yeah, because it's airing, you know, during summer, or I mean, supper time, so.
Right.
Yeah, bring food.
Okay, which is always...
it always smells delicious.
I feel a little naughty when I do that, bring food into the library, but you're allowed to do that.
Yes.
So that's the first one that's coming up, correct? You have a lot more planned.
Yeah, actually, the next month, in September, we're doing a teen... an adult kind of mix. We're doing Nerve, so that should be fun. It stars Emma Roberts.
Okay.
And so it's more geared towards the younger adults, the teenagers.
Right.
So,
and same kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
You can check out the book, read it, and then come back and watch the film and discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And then I also wanted to mention in October we're doing a double feature.
Okay.
We're doing Amityville Horror for Halloween time.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we're doing I think it's the 1979 movie and then the 2005 movie.
The remake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And the book.
Yes.
Okay. And those are just scary.
Yes.
They're just scary. I don't know if that house ever sold when it went up for sale. I imagine it probably does, but yeah. But that is the Real Readers program, and again, you can get the schedule on the library website.
Yes, please.
And get your books checked out and be prepared to come and discuss. And have you taken a vote of what is always better? Is it always the book that's better or the movie that's better, or does it flip back and forth sometimes?
You know, we don't really take a vote.
Okay.
All we care about is that people come to the event and read the book.
Okay.
So it's a great event.
Sure. But if you really loved one or the other, this is the time to defend your favorite, right?
Yes,
if
definitely.
You love the book or love the movie or whatever the case the case may be. And Gwen, have you been to any of the Real Reader programs?
No.
Not
I
yet.
I haven't been.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do hear a lot of the younger generation say the book was better.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but I never been to one.
Okay. Interesting. But I know with some of the special effects, some of these movies are kind of hard to beat sometimes. But,
I know.
but that's true. But that's another great program that's coming up this fall.
Yes.
And anything else we need to mention this morning?
Yes. I wanted to mention on Thursday, August 15th, we are doing a service dog, emotional support dog, therapy dog. Do you know the difference? Because a lot of people don't understand the difference between those. So Kelly from Kelly's Canines will be coming and talking about that. So
nice.
That is also on the calendar. We would appreciate anybody coming.
Okay. And it seems like we're seeing more and more animals out and about in stores and with people, and some are service dogs and some are maybe just emotional support animals. And there is a difference.
There is a difference.
And a legal difference, too.
Exactly. Yeah. She's going to be talking about the legal aspect of that and also what customers who come across these dogs should do.
Right.
Because technically you're not supposed to go near them because they are working.
Right. The service dogs, mm-hmm. for certain.
Yeah.
And for businesses, they need to probably know what the laws are about allowing service dogs into their establishment. These other types of animals, they may have a little bit more say over what the law says.
Yeah.
About
yep,
them.
Definitely.
And so this would be the thing to go to learn all about that.
Yeah, it's a great educational opportunity.
Very good. Well, that's coming up again. What date?
August 15th.
Okay. That sounds like next week.
I know.
Already.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Yeah. It's coming up. It'll be here before we know it. So great. And the next trivia event is going to be when?
It's September 12th, which is the Downton Abbey.
Okay.
Please come.
Come and
check
it out.
It's going to be so fun.
Everybody, and there you are. And the book sale, Gwen, is coming up again.
Yes, it's going to be Saturday, August 24th to Wednesday, August 28th, and I'll see you all there.
That's right. You will be there. And if you want to volunteer, bother Jeremy, right?
Yes.
We can call Jeremy and sign up with him.
Yes, and his number is 505-566-2207.
There you go. But they're looking for all shifts and all various positions, and if you just want to volunteer, do the volunteers get a sneak peek at the books?
I bet they
might if they play their cards right.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can buy them ahead of time, but they can certainly see what's
available. Yeah, they're moving
maybe.
Boxes, so
yeah.
A lot of them.
One just flipped open. I don't know how that happened, Jeremy. I don't know, but I'm just saying. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. Very good. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning to talk about all the great events coming up at the library.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. My guest from the Farmington Public Library this morning here on KSJE. And again, for more information, you can always go to the library website. That is infoway.org. I'll be back with more in just a moment. This is KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.